Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivation Through the Storm. My name is Roberta Michelle Sycon, and I am the founder of Motivation for You and a certified life coach. Motivation for You is a unique association for women that includes life coaching, motivational speaking, advocacy, mentorship, inspiration, empowerment, peer-to-peer support, and helping women of all ages become confident and excel to a unique women of significance. Motivation for You helps you progress forward from improving your self-esteem, which grows from confidence, which leads you to becoming significant. Motivation for You accomplishes these through self-discovery of your vision and creating abundant possibilities naturally, creating accountability, and helping you progress forward. Because we all experience transitions in our lives, we believe that we have the knowledge and ability to encourage you. We will work with you to advance and become focused at ease and reduce the amount of obstacles you may currently experience. Motivation for You offers unique motivational services specifically tailored for you to assist you in any area of your life that you are currently experiencing. I would like to introduce to you today Barb Darby, who is a professional business and Christian life coach. And today we will be discussing becoming the leader that God wants you to be. Good morning, Barb. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm well, Barb. I'm excited about our topic.
I can't hear you.
I said I'm excited about our topic today.
Oh, me too. Our topic today is something I'll be working on myself for 2015, and that's like moving forward even when everyone else wants to stand still. As a leader or as leaders, we need to, you know, lead people to the goal. And I can be a natural born leader. If I see that there's a lack of clear leadership or if things have gone astray, maybe in a leader's needed to bring things back to where they need to be, I will step up. My only problem is that I don't like to step on people or hurt their feelings. Sometimes, you know, people become comfortable with their surroundings and they'll resist change with like everything they have. And, you know, they can get their feelings hurt or become insulted if they think, like, say, I'm trying to change things or I'm trying to step on them or take over. That, I think, is, you know, if we as leaders become or we remain complacent, like just comfortable, basically how can we lead others out?
And how do you feel that we can do that, Barb?
I believe through coaching. You know, if somebody is stuck and they say, hey, how can I get to where I'm going? Maybe I'm more of a mentor than a coach because, you know, I almost can't see asking people, well, what do you think? Because when they come to me, they don't know what to think. So, you know how I am. I will just tell you, well, here are your options, and what would you like to do?
I think that's awesome. And do you have your clients make a list, or how do you start off with them whenever they want to? What's the best thing for your clients to do, Barb, whenever you're wanting to start off by changing things? What's your best option?
I think the best option would be to have a goal. You need to set a clear goal. And then, you know, usually they'll have a goal or they'll have an idea of a goal, but you need a clear goal. And then you need steps, like what you would call a list of how you're going to get there. Along the way, you need to remember it's really easy to get distracted. And then you just kind of run amok. So you need to focus, and you need to have a list, like the steps that you're going to take to get to where you're going.
Now, how would you say that the way that you want to practice teaching your clients, because it seems like every coach kind of says the same thing. You know, you need a goal, then you need to write your goal down, and basically, how would you be able to present this to somebody to make it a little bit different so they know that it's not this cookie cutter experience that, like, everyone's offering the same thing? Do you understand what I'm asking? Because a lot of times, that's what everyone says, oh, you need to make a goal. But sometimes people don't even know how to go about making a goal. It's really hard for some people to even be able to do that. Do you have a suggestion for people that are really hard, like they have hard time visualizing what they want, or their self-esteem so low that they feel they're not worthy enough to make a goal for themselves?
Yes. I would say if you, for me, it took prayer. It took talking to one of my friends who, you know, if you don't have a clear life goal, it can be very upsetting. You see your friends, they have goals and they have dreams, and, you know, they were just like born to be there. Well, mine is, it was only like 5 years ago that a friend of mine helped me realize what my purpose is. My purpose is to help others achieve their goals. So sometimes it takes prayer, it takes thought, and sometimes it just takes time. You know, you need to develop. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was asking Barb that, you know, like you're saying, it's wonderful what you're saying, because it is true. Like, some people just do not know how to even begin to find a goal for themselves. Like, they just feel so lost. And you're absolutely right. It's like, sometimes it's good just to go to somebody that you know to kind of help open your mind up to say, okay, where do I start with, you know, what do I do, or where do I start? And sometimes people just need that little push, you know. And then, like you said too, and prayer is another thing. Like lately, I know I've been just saying, you know, Father God, help me, or Father God, give me the direction that I need for what I'm needing to do, because I don't want to go in the wrong direction. And you're absolutely right. Prayer really does help also. And Barb, would you have any suggestions on somebody, too, that would really want to, I know what I'm trying to say, like with prayer and, you know, how sometimes people, they just want it now. They want the microwave mentality now, that they can't be patient enough to wait for God to mature them.
You can progress towards your goal. You can do, we would call it like what you can with what you have at this current moment, because you can't just make a biscuit dough, you know what I'm saying? And you can't just eat it raw because it's horrible. You can't jump ahead because you're not going to end up with your perfection. Okay, all my life, I've worked in retail, I've worked in management, I've worked in, you know, in just different life experience over the years. It brings you to where, you know, eventually, I wasn't born a life coach, I wasn't born a business coach. It took years, it took experience, and then it took, it took just a heart to want to help people, to bring them up. Say they feel lost, they feel worthless. They're very important. God loves everybody. And, you know, we as leaders and Christians can help to, like, to lift the people up. What are they good at? What is their life experience? You know, not everyone was born to be a life coach. Not everyone was born to be an actress or, you know, anything. But they could, you know, people, there's a need for people in every walk of life, even if it's just, I don't even know where to begin. There are people who are, you know, there are people in prison who, if you come out of that environment and you have a heart to get those people, you know, you get saved, you get that will to bring those people out of that environment and to help get them a job and to help get them saved and get them on a good path. You know, it's not the glorious hi, I'm a rich and famous movie star, but that could be your life purpose, and you will get so much satisfaction. You know what I'm saying? It's not all about the money and the fame and the power. There's so much that people could do.
Oh, absolutely. Joyce Meyer a lot of times says that, you know, so many people want the pedestal, but they don't want to do the behind-the-scenes work. And, you know, sometimes first you need to learn to do the behind-the-scenes work before you can get on a pedestal, because you have to progress in your transition. And I agree with you. You know, I've done prison work, and it's rewarding. And, you know, you have to take the fear away, because not all people in prison are these horrible monsters like sometimes people make them out to be. They just made a mistake, and, you know, they got to learn their lesson. I mean, there are evil people there, don't get me wrong. But, I mean, there are a lot of people that just made a mistake, and they're wanting to do their time and come back home and do what they need to do to make a better life for themselves. And it's a really rewarding position if you really take the time to want to go into something like that, because I really wanted to work with death row inmates and their families, but it's hard because of where I am. You know, the death house isn't close, and you got to go through a lot of work to get to that point. And maybe whenever I get my social worker license, maybe I'll have more of an opportunity to be in that line of work. But currently right now, it's a little harder to get into. And, you know, I agree with you completely. You know, just anything. It could be as easy as just going to the hospital and visiting someone. You know, just to be able to get yourself out of the perspective of looking at yourself, you need to see other people and their situations to be able to help you grow inside and look at different perspectives. Because one thing I've been learning is that, you know, not everything's just cut and dry in one way. There's so many different ways you got to look at things. It's not just one specific way. And that's one thing, too, that I would suggest is to, you know, be more open-minded about things. That's true.
As Christians, we need to understand that God loves everybody. You know, he loves the people in prison. He loves us all equally. These people are important. Even people who just feel that, you know, people who feel they could feel worthless, they could feel lost, you know, God loves everybody, and these people are worth putting the time into, and it's worth serving them to bring them to where they want to be.
Absolutely.
I have a difficult time, as you can tell, bringing what's in my heart, like, to speak it out. In there, you know what I'm saying? I have a great love for people and helping people. And I am, say, wise in life and wise in business. Sometimes I do have a hard time, like, putting it all together and saying, you know, this is what's in my heart for the people.
And the other thing is, you know, just because, you know, you're servicing clients and you're helping people, you know, I all the time tell my clients that, you know, I'm human and I, you know, I battle things too. It's just, you know, when you are a coach, you have someone else coaching you too. So it's just we're all getting coached on a different level. And, it took me a long time too to do what you're saying, you know, to get out what you're trying to do. It just takes time. It just takes time, and it takes, you know, like you're doing, like exactly what you're doing this year, researching and, you know, working on yourself. That's the beauty of it is, you know, every year making yourself better, focusing on something and doing what you can to make your quality of life better, absolutely. And Barb, do you have a suggestion for the people that don't know where to start, and how about like making a plan?
I would say I can't tell if I'm catching an echo or if you were starting to speak.
No. I think it's yeah, it's our phones. I hate it when it does that.
Okay. Yeah, I would say if you want to start and you have no goal or no vision, if you're a Christian, pray about it. If not, you can just search your heart. What is in your heart? What is your dream? You need a dream. You need a goal. And I don't know, but you need to pick something. If you want to be an actor, an actress, you need to take the preparation to become that. If you want to be a great business leader, you need the preparation. You need to start educating yourself. If you can't afford an education right now, start reading books. Start going on YouTube and watching videos. Talk to business owners or leaders, business leaders even. You know what I'm saying? So there's always, even if you have nothing, you can start somewhere and work up to where you can, you know, start small and start getting bigger and bigger.
And plus two, don't forget your networks, because that's how I had people help me. It was just through the people that I networked with over the years. You know, I save their business card and then I'll go back and say to them, you know, hey, remember me from such and such a time. So make sure on the business card you write where you met this person, like what event it was, where it was that you met them, and even put the date down and the time of day, like was it in the morning, the afternoon, the evening, and go back and use those cards when you contact them from an email so you can give them a specific timeline to remember you by. And, you know, even if you have to do as much as write down what you were wearing that day. And, I mean, people, if you really make an impression on them and they remember you, those are great contacts to go back to and talk to about helping you. But also, too, like you were saying, absolutely, just remember, you know, if you're only 4'11" and you want to be a professional basketball player, you may have to be in like the, what is, I have no clue how sports work, but like maybe not the professional basketball league, but maybe in a minor league or something, but still make the goal. Don't stop it.
Right.
You might not be able to reach the absolute goal you want, because I believe that you can do anything you put your mind to. It just might not be on the 100% level that you'd like to be, exactly like being a professional basketball player. I mean, there are limits,
right,
but you still can
do it. There have been men who are only like 5'7". I'm not sure if his name was Spud McKenzie. You know, like 5'7", if you could jump and you can dunk that basketball, you know, you got an edge. So you know, it's possible.
Yeah, I don't know anything about sports.
I'm guessing Rick watches a lot of sports. I'm happy to knit or crochet and just kind of try to follow along, or, you know, be in my own little world and occasionally ask them questions.
Yeah, so, or even like piano, like Liberace, there you go, there's another one too, like, you know, somewhere, you know, just even making the effort is better than not making the effort at all. I guess, as you know,
right,
you just start with small goals in mind instead of, like mine is, you know, I really need to honestly, realistically, I really do need to lose weight. But, I mean, like if I sit here and have this goal in mind of, okay, I'm going to be 125 pounds and, you know, my body's going to be back to the way it was when I was 20. Now, come on, let's be realistic. No, it's not. And, you know, I need to have better goals. I need to start with, okay, why don't I try to get down to 180 first, you know? So you just have to have realistic goals, because you have to start small. If you don't, then it's going to kind of really be hard on me. That's why, like, with my goals, I have where I have, you know, goals that I want now, and then I have 3, 6, 9, 12-year, 2-year, 3-year, 5-year, 10-year goals. But, I mean, like, it sounds crazy, but it's like I've been doing this for a long time, and you're constantly readjusting them. But the way that I do it is I do it on milestone days. Like, I always do it on my birthday where I readjust it, and I always do it at the new year where I readjust it. And even though my birthday and the new year is only about 2.5 months apart, I still do it that way, just because those are days that I've been doing it that way for years. So I work on, like, new for the goals for the year on New Year's, and the ones, you know, the long-term goals on my birthday. So that's another way to do it, is to mark your goals that way also, you know, have like a plan of when you're going to, you have to always reevaluate, because things change, you know, people get sick and you may have to move, and things change. So, you know, you have to always be mindful of that, but sometimes you have to work around your goals, and just different things change around in your life, so you have to work around that. And what do you have to say about that, Barb?
Great. I would say, yes, your goals should be attainable. If you set, like, a monstrous goal, like you said, like, well, by next year this time, I'm going to weigh 125 pounds and look every bit as good as I did when I was 20. You could be very disappointed. But if you do, like you did, and say, I'm going to set this goal by such and such a date, I'm going to weigh 180 pounds. You know, and just eating healthy and, you know, taking care of yourself, you're just going to look good. And when you realize how important and how beautiful you are on the inside, you know, don't overstretch yourself and beat yourself up over your weight. You just say, okay, this is, I've run amok, and I need to change that, and this is now my goal, and I'm going to work towards it, and I'm going to be positive about it, and, you know, I'm going to get there healthy. So I would say, yes, definitely, you know, set your goals and make them attainable.
I agree with you completely. And, you know, don't beat yourself up if you don't reach them, because it's a goal. It's not like so many people, not, you know, I'm guilty of this, but I've gotten so much better. Used to beat myself up if I didn't achieve my goal. Now it's more like, okay, I didn't do it, so now I need to make a new day. And I was going to say that, you know, I'm not going to lie, I had a goal to get started on my program that I was going to start for this year for my coaching, for, you know, just the same thing like you said you were doing for yourself. And to be quite honest with you, it's just I decided that 5 days I've needed more of a rest than I have the need to focus on something, because I got so many things going on in the year that my body's just tired, and I've just been sleeping a lot. And I just said, okay, you know what, I'll just wait another week and I'll start on it then. Instead of before, I would used to beat myself up because I didn't have it done. Now it's like, okay, I'll just start on it next week. But, you know, once you do that so many weeks, then it's kind of like, then you have to get hard on yourself and say, okay, now this needs to stop. But I know that it's just because my body's tired and I need to take a rest. But
Right. But it's important to... Oh, go ahead.
No, I just said, I was just saying, what about you, Barb? What are you saying about that?
I think it's important. First of all, if you don't take care of yourself, you can't help anybody else. You can't take care of others, you know. So it is important to take care of yourself, rest when you need to. You can't let yourself procrastinate too much, which, you know, like you said, if you need to put it off for a week to relax, you know, to get yourself built back up and to get your rest that you need, and then go at it, it gives you new vigor and new strength, You know, and sometimes all you need to do is just to take a little break.
Yes, right, Barb. You're absolutely right. And I wanted to tell you we have about 3 minutes left. So I wanted to give you the opportunity to close if you have anything you'd like to share in closing.
I'm not sure. You know, keep your head up. Everyone is important to God. People that I don't even know. I can tell you, if you think nobody loves you, you're wrong. I love you. I'm willing to help you. You know, I'm not afraid of people, or, you know, people might think that they're not good enough or they're not. I'm not afraid of you, and I'm not afraid to help you. And, you know, just that I love you. And that there is, you can do great things. It is possible.
Amen. I love you too, Barb.
Aww.
That was motivational. Thank you. That made me feel good. And you know what? Everything doesn't have to be so perfect and long-winded and that's one thing I could say, and going on my 42nd year of life, is that I'm just allowing things to be, and I'm not trying to get perfection. I'm just allowing God to use me right where I am, flawed and all, and I just really believe that that's how he wants to use me right now, is to show people that you don't have to be perfect and have this perfect performance to be used. Just be used right where you are, and I really believe in that. And I really thank you so much for taking your time to share today. And I pray that anyone that listens to this, I hope there's something that we've said that would bless you and help you in any way. And Barb, thank you for your time today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We'd like to thank you for taking the time to listen to Barb Darby. And if you have a topic you'd like Barb to speak on, please feel free to leave comments. You're welcome to follow us on Blog Talk Radio or join us at Twitter at Motivation4You. Or please join us in our mission to become confident from significance at www.motivation4you.net.